Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
Because we're actually joined by a very special guest, renowned DJ of electronic music, specifically techno and the like. We have got Sanoi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. I am sitting in a caravan behind Electric Avenue.
Oh, really?
And talking to you guys. Yeah.
Yo, well, that's sick. Electric Ave. Yeah, how are you feeling about that?
It's exciting. I'm playing tomorrow in this hangar stage at 6 p.m. and it's very frightening but also very exciting at the same time. A big crowd and a massive hangar, and I have all the feels at the same time, and I'm like, I'm just a DJ, but no, I got it.
Yeah, no, totally. And actually, I'd like to come back and ask you more about that and sort of the difference of sort of venue types for shows that you've played, but I guess what we're here to talk about mainly is the new release, the remaining side of the Augenblick album. Actually, am I saying that right? How do you say that? Is it Augen?
It's called
Augenblick.
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 Yeah, it's one of those German words that is like Schadenfreude or something that
like
is descriptive of
a direct
a specific thing that we don't have in English. Yes. Mm. It, Augenblick means that moment that is gone in the blink of an eye.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did a little bit of a Google search to see if we could work out exactly what it meant. I guess what I'd like to ask is, what does that like title mean for you thematically, and how is it sort of
relate to
encompassing
the
of the album? Yeah.
Well, if you have had a chance to listen to the record, all the tracks are quite, it's like 19 tracks on the album.
Yes.
And it's just an hour long, and it's all the tracks come and go, and it like, you know, they don't linger for long. And so it makes that whole thing very re-listenable. And I was just thinking, like, what can encompass something where like people are not like know me to for making like 7.5 minute progressive house music or something, and now I give them like 19 tracks of very easy digestible two and a half minute tracks, and it comes and goes. And then I was like, okay, there was two choices: Kuddelmuddel, which is another German word that describes when you open a drawer in your kitchen or something and it has like all stuff in it. You know, that drawer has like batteries, flashlights, rubber bands, all that shit. And that is what we call like a Kuddelmuddel. It's like a chaotic thing, but you know what the chaos is made of. Or Augenblick. And then everybody voted Augenblick. And I was like, all right, fuck it, let's go. Sorry, I swore.
No, don't worry. It happens. I mean, I've certainly slipped up a lot. I would like to ask, because listening to it, I find what is the word to be my favorite track that I've heard from you.
Thank you very much.
And I would like to ask, kind of like, what was the process of creating that track in particular? And do you find that, were there any like kind of blocks or challenges you faced along the way with producing the whole record, but specifically that track? And I only ask about this track because it's my very favorite.
So in general, to tell you the story of how this record came about, was I had, it's now 3 years ago, but I had a child and that killed my creativity. I was not able to do any music of sorts because I was drained, tired, empty, and all that creative space went into my child. And so this record is basically me powering through that and getting back on top of making music. And that's why these tracks are so different, because I'm just like, I don't want to be boxed into the house and techno thing. I just want to make beats. That track in particular started with, I think I found this sample or this loop that I just really enjoyed, and then I mean, if your listeners are interested to pick out one of my biggest influences, DJ Kotze, or DJ Cozy, a German record producer and just incredible artist. And 2016, around there, is a big influential time for me. And that specific sound of dusty electronic music, I try to not always like make something like that because it's somebody else's music and vibe, but to get that feeling. And I found the sound, and that sound was like, that's it.
Yeah.
And then it was easy to build it. And then the vocals came quite late, but I needed something that breaks up that. And it, I think how it's structured and stuff flows quite well. And I really enjoy the dustiness and the understated delivery of the vocal, and it's all pretty laid back and cool and stuff. And so, yeah, I'm very fond of this track too.
Totally.
I've got a question.
Yeah, go.
So I know that Hunter is always quite interested in this when we talk to artists, but speaking of how the album came about, I'm curious as to like what kind of software do you use for, you know, actually working on these projects?
Oh, this was made mainly in the box, to be honest. I mean, the record before Echoes of Home was like I'm going to do a real album. I'm going to book all the studio time and record all the stuff. And then I did that, and I tried so hard. And then you listen to it, and you can't tell. And then it's just like this thing of like, ah, damn, I've tried so hard. And like people are like, yeah, it's nice. Like, why did I even try? And so this one was just like in the box, using found sounds. And I listened to a lot of different music, not house and techno. And then just always finding these like things that like tickle my brain or I find sonically interesting.
Yeah.
And it was just... Also, because I have a child, there's not much time in my day to make music now. And it's like this disciplinary, you have to just be disciplined, go in the studio and be like, okay, I'm going to put 2 hours into just like creative vomit onto the into the Ableton session. And if it's cool, be like, yeah, next session, I'll go deeper. And if not, next one. I just spent like, it's after years and years of producing, if I spend too much time on a thing, it's probably not good. If the initial idea is not good, it's not worth it. Don't pursue it. It's like, you know, unless you think you have the best hook of all time, but you can't make it work. But it's mostly never the case. So it was literally just like just make something. And that's why they're also so quick, because it's like, if you don't have a house and techno approach, you bring in the theme, you build it up, you tell your story, and then it's finished. With house and techno, it's like minute and a half in the beginning intro and a minute and a half or a minute at the end outro. And then the length becomes there because it has to function as well for a specific tune. But no, this one was like literally I go in and just like get in the zone and just
vibe it out.
Just lock in,
And just vibe it out. And that's, I think the record is very vibey as well because it's all just vibes. I was like, I just want to like be free of all these like constraints I put on myself.
I certainly do think that aesthetic does come across.
Totally.
I'd like to ask, obviously you're playing Electric Avenue tomorrow, and like you were saying, it you know, it can be a bit daunting to play such a large event, you know, so many people in such a big vicinity. But I'm just curious, do you prefer that sort of environment for your live sets, or do you prefer more like intimate crowds where you're closer and maybe you can read them better? What's your ideal set?
I'm not playing live tomorrow because that is so much pressure to play all this stuff live. I couldn't do that. It's just me, and like I'm the single point of failure. There's no one who can like just like keep the beat going and then while you reset your electronics or something. And as good as the machines are these days, the computers, I don't trust them. But actually my favorite thing is like intimate couple hundred people, preferably a 360 stage. Everybody's in there with you together, locked in, and you can have like a 3-4 hour journey together. And this give and take, right? Because you like put out energy, and then if you get that back from the people around you, it's like, yes, cool, gives you confidence to keep going and your selection and choice. And what's happening tomorrow is a completely different ball game. It's like you're on a massive, I'm on a massive LED stage riser, 2.5 meters from the actual stage. That's already far above. So everybody's like 10 meters away from me, down there somewhere. And it's just like, okay, 1 hour, you can't build it up. There's no journey. You come in hot, you play the tracks that, you know, hit. People want drops and build ups, and you give it to them. It's a different kind of experience. It's both things are incredible, but I do of course prefer the club shows where everybody or the festival that is like medium sized. My agent doesn't hear this. I still love this. Like this, these are two things, and I'm feel very fortunate to be able to share what I my, like what I like to play to this crowd.
Yeah,
absolutely. I just had one more question that's high up on my list that I just really want to ask because I'm always so curious
about
the creative process. But were there any tracks, and you kind of alluded to this before, with, you know, how you decide whether to continue pursuing development on a track or just to move on to the next one, but were there any that you did face a lot of challenges on, maybe some setbacks, but you thought, nah, it's worth continuing to have a crack at it?
That sometimes happens with things where I'm just in the coming, where you're like in the zone, and while you're making it, it's incredible. And then the next day you listen to it and you're like, yeah, it's cool, but it's not there. I don't delete anything ever. And then sometimes I go through my old stuff and then I hear what I actually, the initial idea, what I liked it. And just with distance, I think you always are able to find why you started something or why you liked something. And with distance, you are able to, or I sometimes are able to actually be like, nah, this is what I liked, but delete everything else, that shit, and then take that and rework with the thing you liked. But it takes like distance. Next, you can't be like next day straight back into it. Like I like to keep like some time between it so I can I forget about it, and then you listen to it with fresh ears.
Totally.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you have anything you want to finish up with, Felix?
Well, I think it's probably a good idea to ask now. Well, do you have any like upcoming projects or even more upcoming gigs that you'd like to, you know, plug and let people know about?
Not really. I mean, I've been like just focusing on getting this album out the door, and I'll take this next year or this year now just to write new stuff. And I'm going to explore. I'm going to do a little bit more collaboration with other people, pop music, all that sort of stuff. But so far, I have nothing lined up that it's too exciting for everybody. Right. But it will come. Well, winter is hunker down time.
Yes,
that's true.
Well, do you have any non-music stuff that you're just excited to do personally, in your personal life?
I don't know, yeah, just not play shows anymore. Like, summer has been so busy, and I'm just like, I want to go and hang out with my family, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Awesome. Well, thank you so very much for coming.
Well, thank you guys.
And talking to us, and best of luck for the show tomorrow. I know it's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, I've got a lot of mates that are going to be there, so I'll get them to check in afterwards.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us.
Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So that was none other than Sonoy.
He's a cool guy.
He's a cool guy. I like his vibe.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. You can find all of his music on Bandcamp or also streaming.
Yeah, true.
But we support Bandcamp here.
Yeah, Bandcamp's optimal. I'm always interested to talk to DJs because I feel like we don't really talk to many compared to bands and I guess more sort of traditional like acoustic musicians. People. Yeah.
Yeah. I love hearing the difference between all these different types of artists.
Totally.
But then also the through lines between them.
Yeah. I was tempted to ask him more about mixing and mastering like how I asked our interviewee last week, but Nah. We'll leave it.
Well, should we play some Sonoy then?
Let's play some Sonoy. Let's just go ahead and...
Maybe get a track off of his newest album.
Yeah, I think
Augenblick,
so.
Augenblick.
It is a pretty cool album, so I think it's not a bad shout. I'm just trying to pull it up now. Yeah, but if y'all are at Electric Ave or are going, then I guess just get hyped because, I mean, a hangar set sounds pretty peak.
Sounds pretty mean.
Yo.
Well, let's get that one that you like so much.
Yeah, let's play it. What is the word?
By Sonoy.
That's coming up right now. It is 4:37 in the PM. You're on the one, so keep it locked.
Woo.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.